So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 411. This is our final 411, final show for both of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is our last show ever on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. And he's trying 90.9 station for variety. Yeah, so this is our last show on here.
Hey, man.
How you feeling?
Tired.
Well, yeah. A little bit. Of course.
A little bit.
Me as well. I worked my Indians game last night, and I didn't get to sleep till 1:30. So I'm running off of fumes. Fumes, yeah.
There you go. That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but then I thought it was wrong, and I don't know. But yeah, so you said your last day is today, right?
It is.
Like overall.
Today is my last day here.
Yeah, tomorrow's mine, but I don't have I don't have a show on Wednesdays. So, yeah. So last day for me is on Wednesday. And it seems like right now, from like our sports crew that sit in Studio B, it's just going to be me and Jason today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Jason's not here yet, so I don't know. But yeah, so it's an exciting week. Graduating this week. How fun. Let's get into it.
What's going on? What have we missed?
Magnus Carlsen versus the world ended finally. Magnus, you know Magnus Carlsen.
I know
Carlsen.
Magnus Carlsen, the chess player.
Yeah, the chess grandmaster.
Was he going against the planet?
Yeah, on chess.com, they would like it. It's a 46-day online freestyle chess match against 143,000 global participants on chess.com. With randomized piece positions and 24-hour turns, Team World voted on each move collectively. The game ended in a draw after 32 moves through the threefold repetition rule, whatever that is. So this is the third versus the world ever, but it's the first time that the reigning grandmaster didn't secure a win. So good job, us.
Yeah.
I mean, not us. We didn't
I did.
Do,
I
we
do
didn't
remember.
Do it.
I remembered seeing that this. I just forgot what it was called.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that. But good job everyone else in the world who did. All 143,000 of you.
Yes, all 143,000 people in the world.
Well, no, you know what I mean. what? There's a competition that's called the Space Out Competition in South Korea, where people just do nothing.
That sounds awesome.
They're required to sit silently for 90 minutes. But, oh, only 90 minutes?
That's Dude, lame. I would win that so easily.
Yeah, no, that's a lot less. That's a lot more lame than I thought it would be. All I just see is South Korea competition where people do nothing. But no, that's dumb. Who is that?
That's Jason Brown.
Jason Brown is in the hizzy. So, scientists at the University of Beirut.
Show me it.
It's B-A-Y-R-E-U-T-H.
Beirut, yeah.
Yeah. They have used some sort of technology to make the world's first ever genetically modified spiders, or, like, edited their genes. Not so much. Well, that's the same thing. Oh, my goodness. The first ever genetically modified spiders that produce, you know, they produce their silk, whatever. But they changed it to where their silk is a fluorescent red. Which is pretty fun.
Why are we gene editing spiders?
Just to see that if we can gene edit
stuff. Just to see if we
can. Yeah, or just to see, or like, just to advance gene editing as a whole, rather. But yeah, so that's a step in genetic modification, is producing red silk. It's been 5 years It's been 5 years, Daddy. I miss you. No, it's been 5 years since Fortnite Battle Royale has been on the App Store after there was that whole thing with Apple where, you know, they were like, or Apple was like, hey, we want a cut of the in-app transactions that you get. And Epic Games was like, no. So Apple was like, all right, we'll just sue you. Epic Games was like, no. Which, I mean, they did end up suing them. And then Fortnite was taken off the App Store. But now it's back after 5 years. I personally downloaded it as soon as I heard. Which means after the show, I'll probably be running up some solos in Studio B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so officially returned the App Store. Well, they were all the Fortnite mobile players were stuck, or all the iOS players, rather, were stuck in the same season from 5 years ago, which was like Chapter 2, season 3.
Yeah, Season 3.
Now we're in like Chapter 5, Season like 1,000.
Chapter 5, Season 6 right now.
Yeah, so that's a lot of seasons, and they were just stuck in the same one from 5 years ago, which, I mean, I wouldn't be complaining. That season was kind of lit. What? A study suggests that Mercury may be hiding a glittering secret beneath its scorched surface. A layer of diamond up to 10 miles thick. Hey, that's my name. Oh, I never introduced... I'm Miles Prong. That's Kieran Sandulo.
Yes.
We've been here a while. But in case you're tuning in, is the one and only time you're hearing our voices. Well, actually, you might hear us on, like... drop-ins.
Yeah.
But that's about it. But yeah... So findings come from a team of researchers in China and Belgium who recreated the planet's extreme interior conditions in a lab. Using data from NASA's Messenger spacecraft, which revealed Mercury's crust contains unusually high levels of carbon in the form of graphite, scientists theorize that some of this carbon sank during the planet's formation and crystallized into diamond deep below the surface. So that could be... That could be kind of lit.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond might be a lot cheaper if we can dig it up from Mercury.
Yeah. Or if we can somehow get a probe up to Jupiter.
Would it be the same thing on Jupiter?
Jupiter rains diamonds.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's a thing.
Yeah, man.
But we can't really stand on that.
We don't have to stand on it. We just have to set a thing up there that can catch them.
Fair enough. Yeah. Do you think you could just fly through the middle of Jupiter?
Maybe you could until you hit the core, because there is a physical core.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
It is a lot of gas. I mean, you could try, but you'd probably be crushed by the pressure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun. I think that's why no one's gone to the center of the Earth.
You have to remember that Jupiter is like 30 times the size of Earth.
I thought you were going to talk longer.
No, so. That was it.
Sometimes I forget that. The solar system is just so huge.
Yep.
You know?
Large.
This is a thing?
Yeah. What's the thing? What do we have? What are you looking at?
Oh.
Taking a gander at a thing over
that's
there?
That's just called schizophrenia.
What is it?
Third man syndrome is a psychological phenomenon where people in extreme survival situations report sensing an invisible presence that offers guidance, comfort, or support.
That's an actual thing, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's the entirety of what Castaway is about.
Yeah, but that's just called schizophrenia.
It really isn't.
What? Oh, that's so awesome.
You can't just say that's awesome and then not elaborate.
I'll get to it. Italy now allows large dogs to fly next to people on planes. I'm moving to Italy. So I can fly with a big dog.
So you can fly with a big dog?
Yeah. I'm a big dog. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a cat guy. I've always preferred cats.
So my neighbors got a little kitten. My neighbors caught one of the feral cats that was in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's a little tiny guy named Giacomo.
Giacomo.
Yeah, they call him Momo.
Oh, that's
and he's cool. Like the size of my hand, and there's a video of my sister like tickling him and then going bah, and then he does the hand thing.
Like the
I
love
the cutest thing.
I think that's why like my Chihuahua is my favorite dog, is because she's the most like a cat.
Yep.
Let's see here. Oh, yo, that's crazy. So, ever since the 20th of May, so about a week ago, all of the dates have been palindromes.
Yep.
Because like 5/20/25 backwards is 5/20/25, and then all the way up, and then it's going to keep being like that until the 29th. And then once it hits the 30th, then it won't be the same again.
Yep.
But that's just a fun thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning came out. Seems like it's doing pretty well, but... Well, it was my birthday on May 23rd, and that's when it came out, but I didn't see that. I saw Thunderbolts. It was awesome. But Lilo and Stitch also came out on the 23rd, the live action. It's already made more money than the original movie in its opening weekend.
Uh-huh. Even though they changed some details that I'm not too fond with.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people complaining about that.
Yeah. It seems that they forgot the point of the original movie.
Yeah, that definitely could be the case.
I really like, the fun thing is, I liked how all of the like cast and crew and the director were like, I tried. Like, we tried.
We really
like,
did, guys.
It's like Disney wouldn't let us. And I was like, I appreciate the honesty in letting us know that it's not your fault this movie was bad. You tried.
Yeah, I mean, it's a live action Disney movie. There's going to be a bunch of interjection from Disney to make sure it's to their liking, even if it sucks. Or even if they change things, rather.
Why would you play Ohana Means Family as a joke?
I have no idea.
Why would you make Nani give up Lilo to social services?
I
That's
don't,
the entire plot of the first movie, is that she doesn't want to do that.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Lilo and Stitch, like, the first one, actually.
Die.
Oh, okay. Just haven't gotten around to it, but okay.
Get around to
that
it.
That just wasn't a movie in the rotation at my house when I was watching Disney movies, and now I haven't, like, watched Disney movies very much, so. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has won the 2025 Most Valuable Player Award for the NBA. Joining Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant as the only Thunder players to win the award. And the Thunder are up 3-1 and look like they're about to go to the finals. Speaking of the finals, for the NBA, tonight is Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Knicks and Pacers. So if you're going to the game, have fun. If you're not going to the game, be careful downtown because there's going to be a lot of traffic. Yeah. And the Knicks won on Sunday. So.
Yep.
I'm going to shut my mouth I'm not going to continue that sentence. So Jurassic World Rebirth, the first trailer came out. I actually haven't heard anything about this. Jurassic World Rebirth. I didn't know Scarlett Johansson was in it.
Yeah, she's the protagonist.
I had no idea.
Now you do. And Glenn Powell's in it.
Yeah, no, I... Wait, who? Glenn Powell? Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea about that either.
Dog.
What?
It's the whole...
I've been so checked out of, trailers and what's come out when, and... Oh, we're officially a year away from GTA 6, by the way. In case anyone was wondering.
We were 2 months away 2 months ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm very sad about that. But as long as the game gets better because of it, I don't care. iOS 19 is coming out on June 9th. Oh, wait. No, the WWDC conference for Apple is on June 9th, where they're expected to unveil iOS 19, which seems to include a major visual overhaul for the, I don't really know what that means, but I guess we'll find out, a smarter Siri with AI advancements, encrypted messaging, so it's like end-to-end encryption, and then, real-time language translation through your AirPods. So if you have an AirPod in and you're talking to someone who doesn't speak English, then that's all translated. That's pretty sick. The health app is getting an AI-driven, it's getting an AI-driven upgrade. So, yeah, so that'll be compatible from iPhone 11 onward.
I like I think the best AI innovation we've had in recent memory has to be Darth Vader in Fortnite.
I was going
to
mention something about that. Yeah, so Fortnite came out with an update, back on Fortnite, but Fortnite came out with an update where it was like, where it's a Darth Vader NPC that if you kill him in a boss battle, you like recruit him to your team. So like if you're playing a solo game, then you've got Darth Vader with you as well. I actually won a game with Darth Vader, but it's AI, so you can talk to him like he's one of your teammates, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But people used it for nefarious things very quickly.
Oh yeah,
they made Darth Vader say many curse words, many slurs, many everything else.
They managed to get actual Darth Vader, as in James Earl Jones's voice.
Yeah,
that he gave Disney permission to use for AI.
Well, his family did.
He did before he died. In his will, he was like, "You can use technology to replicate my voice. You're allowed to."
Oh, never mind then.
So he just—it is James Earl Jones himself, basically saying how much he loves getting crossfaded.
Yeah.
While you're playing Fortnite.
And
one of the craziest lines I've ever heard out of James Earl Jones' voice now has to be, your clumsy frame betrays your true strength, Peter Griffin. Show the others what a Family Guy can do.
That was the funniest thing. I saw that. I started cackling.
He also, shouting... Goku has been shot. Take cover.
No, he does that. He's I got shot. I was wearing my Cody Rhodes skin. Mm-hmm. It just goes, Cody Rhodes, you've been hit. Jump behind something. And it's like, Darth, what are you? And I kept trying to heal him, and he wouldn't let me heal him.
Yeah.
I was like, Darth, come here. I'm trying to heal you. He goes, I don't need healing. No, you are literally one hit. Come here. And he's like, no.
It's so funny. I've just been watching my brother do it. Because I haven't downloaded Fortnite in a while. I'll have to do it so that I can mess around with them at least once.
Yeah, but, no, it's actually really fun.
But, it looks so funny. I just, seeing all of the other interactions with it while I'm scrolling through TikTok, and I hear just the most...
Just show them what a family guy can do.
Show them what a family guy can do.
And someone made him say, what is this gooning you speak of? And it's like, what is going on?
But it's also, him trying to figure out what a doobie is.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. But yeah, so I've had a lot of fun with that recently. Tom Hardy.
I love that guy.
He says that from years of his intense action roles, he is not slowing down, even though his body is falling to bits, is what he said. He's had two knee surgeries, a herniated disc, sciatica. Is that how you say it?
How do you spell it?
I don't know. I think that's right. It doesn't matter. Plantar fasciitis and a torn hip tendon, but he still wants to do action roles. So I guess we're getting more Tom Hardy.
Yay. Venom 4.
Venom 4, even though there was a clear-cut ending in the third one. So Brock Lesnar's daughter, Brock Lesnar is a WWE and UFC star, but, you know, he's gotten into some controversy with the whole Vince McMahon stuff, so we haven't really heard much about him. But fun fact, his daughter is, like, the greatest shot putter to ever live.
Oh, yeah.
She just won her fourth shot put conference title in a row.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And it was...
It's like a mean throw, too.
Yeah, the longest women's out... Or the longest women's outdoor shot put throw in the NCAA this season and a new record at Colorado State's field. Fifth all-time in Division I history. Like, that's just wild.
Yeah, it is. It's insane.
I mean, whoever... well, she looks like exactly like Brock Lesnar. Like, she legit just looks like him, but the female version. So, which I think is kind of, like, crazy.
Her mom's genes didn't even try.
Yeah, no.
It's just Brock Lesnar with hair.
Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Well, Brock Lesnar has hair.
But more. She has more.
She actually has more hair.
I don't believe you. Did he get more hair?
No, because her hair is kind of short, like that. But he's got, like, grown out, like,
it grew.
Long.
It grew out?
Yeah, and he's got like, a big old beard and stuff.
His hair got longer.
His only, like, public appearance, because he mostly just, like, lives by himself now.
Yeah.
It's just, he just had really long hair. Burger King released a How to Train Your Dragon theme menu, which is pretty fun. So Mr. Beast now hitting $1 billion of net worth, is now the only billionaire under 30 who didn't inherit his wealth.
Who is?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast is a billionaire now?
Yes.
Why?
For overall net worth. What do you mean why?
Why?
Why is he a billionaire?
Why?
Because his videos get hundreds of millions of views, and he sells a lot of products like chocolate and food.
The chocolate
and
is
toys.
Mid. I will say this, Mr. Beast. I'm criticizing you on the radio. Your chocolate is mid. Sorry to say.
Miles is trying to silence me.
That's right. I am trying to silence you because I love that chocolate. Okay, fine.
It's not as good as you would expect. They're trying to, like, mimic the really popular chocolate bars, and they're just kind of falling really short.
I don't know. I love them.
The only redeeming chocolate that they have is, like, the milk chocolate one. And even then...
The crunch is really good.
It's a pale comparison to Hershey's.
I disagree, but it is what it is. Well, speaking of cats, study found that spending time with cats can significantly reduce stress and anxiety levels in humans. Which, did you know that, so you know Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
Did you know that he's just a cat dad?
I did. It's so funny seeing all the photos they of it.
He just takes pictures of his cats. He's like, that's a solid cat right there.
Yep.
It's pretty great. Starting next year, the USA will stop making pennies. Finally. Finally, yay. Right?
Yeah, we don't need those.
We've never needed them.
Well, there's too many of them.
I mean, we have needed them, but...
Yeah.
But now, with everything being so god-awful expensive to where a penny covers, like, 1% of a... Well, that would make something $1. Like, 0.001% of something... Like, we don't need pennies anymore. Who's that one YouTuber who made a video about how we don't need pennies?
I don't remember. Was it an educational YouTuber? Was it a guy with the little drawings?
Yeah.
CGP Grey.
Yeah. That's who it was. He's won.
He has. After 9 long years of fighting the good fight.
Yeah, something like that. Kim Kardashian has finally graduated from her law program after 6 years. It's supposed to be a 4-year program, by the way. So she just like, yeah. Apparently she still has to take like the California bar exam. So I guess we'll see how she does in that. But she graduated her law program. So good for her. We hear WBDG. We hear WBDG.
Do not endorse.
Politics.
Politics.
We don't.
Any particular.
We hear WBDG are neutral on politics.
Yeah. We should have started off with that. That's how we should have done it all year. Why did we do that?
I don't know. That's on me. That's my fault, TBH. That's my bad. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's attempt to dismantle the Education Department through mass layoffs and ordered that any terminated employees since the administration began be reinstated. This ruling halts two plans announced in March aimed at reducing the agency's operations. The lawsuit filed by Massachusetts school districts and education groups argued the layoffs effectively shut down the department, jeopardizing support for special education, financial aid, and civil rights enforcement. The judge agreed, calling the cuts a threat to essential services for vulnerable students. While the administration claimed the layoffs were for efficiency, not closure, the court found the impacts would severely disrupt the department's ability to carry out its legal responsibilities. So, yeah, they're trying to take it down, and the judge won't let them.
Yay.
Yay.
I feel like that's something we actually need. I feel like the Department of Education needs to be here because, you know, we're in a school.
Yeah, schools.
We kind of have to regulate that, don't we?
Indeed. Fun fact, Volvo's new car will destroy your camera if you film it too closely. When an iPhone Pro Max was aimed at the vehicle, purple star-like artifacts appeared on screen and remained even after filming, suggesting that the LiDAR laser system on the car burned pixels into the lens.
Okay, LiDAR isn't that powerful of a light of a laser. It shouldn't do that.
I don't know.
If a LiDAR sensor, I think that that's radioactive.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's the LiDAR. I think that's radiation.
What? That's not possible. Hulk Hogan said that claimed that he wrestled over 400 days a year. Did you know that?
400 days a
year? Yeah.
What?
He attributed this to frequent travel between the United States and Japan, suggesting that crossing time zones and the international dateline effectively extended his calendar year.
It's not how it works, but all right.
Yep, I know that, but apparently Hulk Hogan doesn't.
Hulk Hogan doesn't know a lot of things.
Yeah, he's something.
He kind of.
I love whenever he shows up on WWE TV and just gets booed to oblivion because, in case you haven't heard,
or Hulk kept Hogan, up on the news.
Hulk Hogan said some very racist things on video, and it was him.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since. He's just been booed to oblivion anytime he's showed up. Like the premiere of Monday Night Raw on Netflix, I watched that live. He came out and people started cheering because like, oh, Hulk Hogan. And then they remembered and they were like, oh, no. And he got like booed out of the building. Like you could barely hear him and he was on a microphone. It was craziness.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted him there.
No one wanted him. Let's see here. Wait, what? The president of FIFA made a surprise appearance on iShow Speed's stream? What was he doing there? It's like, what a polar bear doing in Arlington, Texas?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Well, speaking of Mr. Beast,
yeah.
He just released a video that actually is pretty fun, where it's professional athletes versus amateur athletes, which had... let's see, Serena Williams, Aaron Judge, Steph Curry, Neymar, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Damian Lillard. which Damian Lillard popped his Achilles, so he might not actually be in that, but maybe they filmed it before he got hurt. But yeah, I saw that Giannis like did like a 1v1 with someone who plays pro basketball, by the way, not in the NBA, like it's an overseas type deal, but he still plays pro basketball and scored like 30 points in his debut or whatever. It was like a 1v1 against Giannis, and Giannis lost because it was first person to make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. And if you don't know anything about Giannis Antetokounmpo, he struggles with free throws and especially with three-pointers. So that was pretty easy for the other guy. So it looks like the Michael Jackson biopic is going to be split into two movies.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it gonna start with black and then be white in the sequel?
I mean, kinda, actually. The first film is expected to end with Michael leaving the Jackson 5, which is when he got whiter. So I guess. But yeah, so they extended the filming for an extra month or 22 days. The first installment is rumored to end with Jackson's departure from the Jackson 5 after releasing Off the Wall. The film, currently over 3.5 hours long, was delayed from its October 2025 release with the date expected soon, possibly in 2026, for part one. Lionsgate has a history of dividing major films in multiple releases and unresolved issues with the film's original third act involving a legally restricted portrayal of an accuser contributed to the need for reshoots.
Mm.
Wow, 22 days of reshoots. That's gotta suck. Because that's gotta suck because reshoots are usually like 2 days. Budget airlines in Europe are planning to introduce standing room seats for airplanes, or standing only to try and fit more people. Which, no. No one wants that. Don't do that. That's dumb. John C. Reilly turns 60. What you know
Who
about?
Who is John C. Reilly again? What? You'll just have to remind me. Because I know the name.
Step Brothers.
That's right.
Talladega Nights.
That's right.
Chicago.
Yep. I just forgot his name for a minute.
Did you know that he was Amos in the musical movie adaptation of Chicago?
I did. I did know that.
I didn't know that until I saw it, and I was very happy he was there. He did.
What is that? What is that? To our listeners who can't hear it, there is a rumbling noise.
Sounds like something like rolling something upstairs, but. I don't know. What? No, I don't buy it. People that get up before 7 a.m. tend to be happier and healthier. Disagree. Sure, maybe that study's like true, but not for me. I'm angry when I have to wake up early, which means I'm angry for the whole school year. I've actually never been happy on the school year. There's a dude who quit his corporate job to just sail the world with his cat.
That's so based, actually.
I really want to do that. What? I want to do that. Clemson University President Jim Clements shared an emotional moment with his daughter Grace as she graduated from the Clemson Life Program, which supports students with intellectual disabilities. During the ceremony, Grace sprinted across the stage and leapt into his arms for a hug, but knocked him over in the process, which now gives him the nickname Butterfingers. Which I think is pretty great.
That's silly. It's a little funny. A little hee hee ha ha.
What? Scientists in China have created infrared contact lenses that allow people to see in the dark and even with their eyes closed. Developed at the University of Science and Technology of China, the lens uses nanoparticles embedded in flexible polymers to detect near-infrared light. It enables users to see flickering patterns invisible to the naked eye and vision improved with eyes closed, as infrared light passes through eyelids more effectively than visible light. This tech could also help people with color blindness by shifting red light into green, making previously invisible colors detectable. Hear that, Dad? I know you're listening. Maybe not right now, but when this gets posted, because my dad's red-green colorblind, fun fact. He had glasses, and he cried when he saw colors for the first time. Or when he saw, like, seek colors like we do. Did you know that in Norway, naming your baby Jesus is illegal?
I did. There are so many funny band names across the country. In fact.
But, like, you can name your kid, like, Gandalf or something.
Let me show you some of the ones that are banned in Australia. Because
This is going to be fun.
There are 89 illegal baby names in Australia. There are 89 names that are illegal.
Oh my god, that's too many.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This means that people have had to try to name their child these. Here are the names. Admiral. Adolf Hitler.
Well, I mean, that one makes sense.
Anzac.
What is...
Yeah, it was a medication.
What do you mean? Oh, I didn't know
Australia.
You can't... So you live in Australia, can't name your kid Australia.
Yep. Baron, Bishop, Brigadier, Bomb.
What?
Bonghead? Brother.
What? Yep. That's dumb.
Cadet, Captain, Chief, Christ, Chow Tao.
What even is that?
Colonel, Commander, Commissioner, Commodore.
Why are all of
Constable,
these just...
Corporal, Cyanide. Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are all these just military positions?
Dame. Devil. I can't say that one. Doctor. Duke. Emperor. Facebook.
Oh, just Facebook.
Just Facebook. Father.
Cool.
G-Bang. General.
G-Bang.
God.
Oh, man.
Harry Potter. Honor. IKEA.
Honor.
iMac. Inspector. Jesus Christ, Judge, Justice, King, Lady, Lieutenant, Lord, Madam, Mafia, Majesty, Major.
Okay, I think we get it. We don't need to go through the other 40.
Passport.
What? Can't name your kid Passport?
RoboCop.
Oh my. Which, like, some of the, like, all of them are, like, dumb and it makes sense, but, like, why they would be, but why is it illegal to name your kid that? That's
terrorist.
Dumb. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Someone tried to name their child that.
A man who lost a hard drive with $900 million worth of Bitcoin is trying to buy a landfill to look for it. He tossed it in 2013 and he was like, and then, you know, Bitcoin got big and he's like, oh no. I had 8,000 Bitcoin in there, which is nearly $900 million now. But no, a judge isn't letting him just buy a landfill to look for it. So he's missing out on almost $1 billion because he accidentally threw away a hard drive in 2013. Crazy how life works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace to Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson. He passed away at 79. He had been battling Alzheimer's and a blood disease. So, yeah. Rest in peace there. Elon Musk says that he's back to spending 24/7 at work and sleeping in his company's offices.
Simply false.
According to him, I don't know.
According to him.
And yeah, only 364 days left to go until GTA 6. Did you know that Coca-Cola is the second most recognized term in the world after okay?
What?
I don't know. That's just what this says.
Repeat that for me.
Coca-Cola is the second most recognized term in the world after okay.
After okay?
Yeah.
Well, I guess okay kind of, like, transcends language barriers.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So does Coca-Cola, I guess. That's just its name.
Yep, that's what that means. Canada has the only island in a lake on an island in a lake on an island in a lake in the world, as well as the only lake on an island in a lake on an island in a lake in the world. I'm not going to elaborate on what that means. John Bernthal doesn't trust people who take naps, which means he would... which means he does not trust me at all.
John Bernthal, the Punisher, Shane from The Walking Dead, does not believe in naps.
Yep.
He doesn't trust people who take naps.
He doesn't trust people
that take naps. Doesn't trust people that take naps.
Yep. Have you seen this thing about the CIA running a secret Star Wars fan website? Like the CIA?
I believe
it. The Central Intelligence Agency?
I believe it.
They ran a Star Wars fan website to like send secret messages to other CIA agents.
I believe it.
And then last but not least, Monday was Memorial Day. So thank you to all of our veterans and members of the armed services, armed forces. So thank you to all them. Yeah, once again, this is both of our last shows. Is there anything you want to say, Kieran, before we sign off for the final time?
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't puff that stuff.
Indeed. Also, turn your brights off. That's just mean.
Just turn your brights off
when
there's
off.
People around.
No, how about you turn them off, period?
Well, no, because you...
They're bad.
You can use them if...
If your
no
car
around.
Has LED headlights, sell that car and get a different one.
Yes, that's fat. Or replace the headlights.
Yes, replace the headlights. And if you don't, I'm coming for you.
And I'll bash them in.
I'm coming for you.
Yes. Anything else?
Just that you can't escape from me and I will find you.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, thank you to everyone who's listened to this silly little show I established it last year. It's been a lot of fun. We've had... many hosts, we've had like three. So thank you to Kieran, thank you to Landon Nelson, thank you to Lorelei Smith, thank you for, or thank you to Rob for that one episode when Landon wasn't here, but I still really wanted to do my show. Thank you to Mr. Easter for letting me do my silly little show. Special shout out to my dad for listening to my silly little show. And yeah, so, and thank you for listening to broadcasts and whatever else I've been doing. And that's to just the people listening. Yeah, so that's it from us over here. I've been Miles Sprong. He has been Kieran Sandulo.
Indeed, I have.
And for the final time on WBDG, we are signing off. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.